Welcome to the Ferris Love Podcast, where we share spiritual and practical ideas for how to live family life with a beautiful, self-sacrificing love. Today, Alex D., the co-founder and narrator of Saints Alive Podcast, joins us to talk about how the saints are the superheroes that our children need today. Welcome, Alex.
Hi, Katie, and everyone listening. Thank you so much for having me.
Let's start and just tell us a little bit of the history of the podcast and its mission, because it's just so great. I love it.
So the podcast was a long time coming. I started out in LA as an actor and filmmaker, as well as New York City. I had this call that I felt very deep down that I was called to be in acting and called to the mission field of acting and filmmaking. And so I moved out to LA in 2015. And I met one of my greatest friends, my brother in Christ, Tanner Kalina. And we both really fell into, you know, how do we do acting and not, you know, do all of the other bad projects come along the way? There were just so many pitfalls that get thrown at you as an actor and filmmaker and in the biz. So I quickly realized that, okay, if I wanted to do this, then I was going to have to figure out what the projects that I could be a part of. Mm-hmm. And they were few and far between.
Sure.
But God in his providence, you know, he works in mysterious ways. And so by closing some doors, he opened a lot of other ones. And eventually I got married to my amazing wife, Melissa, my best friend and also executive producer and co-founder of Saints Alive. We've been doing this project together. And we got pregnant right away after we got married in 2019. And so we had a COVID baby, our first son. His name is James. And when we were out in LA, we were just like, you know what? We got to move. We got to get out of here. We can't stay here and raise a family. And it was a sacrifice for me to leave because of the, you know, this is the filmmaking capital. This is the creative capital of the world, you know, or so it seems. And so Melissa, being the loving wife that she is and was, basically said, like, listen, we're going to figure out, you know, God is calling you to do this and he's going to figure out another way for you to use these storytelling talents and this drive to tell stories, not to just tell stories, but to tell stories to uplift hearts to Christ. Mm-hmm. And so long story short, one summer, Tanner was visiting us here on the East Coast. And my wife, Melissa, just got tired listening to us talk about all these ideas back and forth. Like, you know, you guys are always talking about these great ideas, but you don't do them. And so she was like, that's it. I can't listen to it anymore. I'm going to sit down with you guys and I'm going to help you guys make a decision on what you think you should do.
Good so, woman.
Yes, exactly. So we scheduled a meeting and we threw all these ideas on, you know, this idea board. And this one came to me that really would not leave me alone. And it was doing stories of the saints. Mm-hmm. And as a new father, I just really knew that, like, we need these stories more now, more than ever, because of just the state of our culture. And our children need these stories to be inspired in their faith. And there's nothing else out there that is updated, that is consistently, you know, being refreshed, that's doing this. And so I was just really, like, moved by the Spirit to, like, be like, guys, we need to do this. Like, this is the idea. Like, this is the idea. And luckily Tanner and Melissa were, like, totally in agreement. They were like, this is the idea. And I have to give credit where credit is due. And it really came from my mom.
Oh, there you go.
She listened to these, like, little like old, like, records as a kid of the Bible stories. And they were, like, radio drama Bible stories on record. And she just remembered being so moved by them as a child. And I really loved the idea of doing biblical epics, you know, like The Chosen. And I would, like, love to do something like that with the saints. However, it's very expensive. And so I thought that, you know what, this is the route to go, because we can tell amazing, powerful stories with the, you know, tip-top level of production quality and move the listener in powerful ways but do it in a way that is affordable and powerful. Mm-hmm. And these stories of impact will still be felt just by listening to them. So that's what happened. And ever since that decision has been made, we've been doing Saints Alive. So that was the summer of 2020. And then we launched our first episode in December of that year. And 2021. And so we've been going ever since.
Wow, that's great. One of the things that I find really interesting about it, and for those who haven't listened, you'll have to listen to experiences. It's not just you narrating like, and then he was born into a family of six and then blah, blah, blah. Like, it's not that at all. Like, it's definitely much more in this, like that radio drama your mom was talking about, or kind of that epic narrative, which makes it much more engaging and exciting. I don't know if you've had people who listen that tell you that, but I think that's a very like unique aspect of this podcast that you create.
Yeah. We wanted to make something that would feel like a narrative. Mm-hmm. Like, it would feel like a narrative film, almost like the goal that we set out for ourselves is like, if you were listening to a film, you know, how would we do that without the screen? Mm-hmm. And so basically that's what we set out to do. We wanted people to feel like they were watching something without a screen. And it was through a lot of trial and error that we finally got to our first episode, Saint Nicholas. And we've grown since then. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we really, our goal for every episode is to make it the most impactful as possible with sure. the highest degree of storytelling. And so Tanner and I, coming from Hollywood, you know, we've been around a lot mm-hmm. of development of projects and, you know, the storytelling industry that is film. So we had a lot of experience going for us of like, you know, how could we do that in a way that would make, yeah, the listener feel like they were watching something with their imagination.
Sure.
And also just in our screen saturated culture, we really wanted to make something that would give parents an alternative to be like, hey, here's a screen, you know, here's another screen for you to watch. Now there's great, I'm not like knocking beautifully done film. Like,
sure.
I love that. But I think there's something to be said for today of like not always using a screen, mm-hmm. Especially for kids, because we want to foster their imaginations. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's almost like reading a book versus watching a movie, you know,
sure.
yeah. You know, we want to stretch those creative muscles.
Mm-hmm. That makes perfect sense. Why, you mentioned earlier, but I'd love to dive into it a little bit more. Like, why do you think it is so important to teach the young children about saints specifically? And then like maybe the saints you pick, but in general, like, why do they need to hear these stories?
Yeah. Yeah. You mentioned it a little bit in your intro as well, but it's in every one of our intros, like, you know, the saints are real life superheroes for Christ, you know, and we mentioned that. And it's really funny because our intro that is in front of every episode, like, we've been hearing that kids have been memorizing that and like have been like, you know, every time an episode comes on, they'll say the episode intro together, which is like so cool to think about. And it really comes down to like this truth that these saints are our role models in the faith. Mm-hmm. You know, like, they lived life in a way that is so radically Christ-centered mm-hmm. that it gives us all inspiration. And I want to say that, like, we say this in every episode too, that like, it's not that you have to live your life like exactly like these saints. Like, you know, you're going to have a different journey,
right?
But we're all called to reflect on their faith mm-hmm. as heroic as it was, you know, and to figure out ways of putting that into our lives, into our situations, because we all need to have role models, and like, we're going to have role models one way or another. And so, yeah, the saints are Catholic heroes. They're Catholic role models. They're the ones that have gone before us that have shown us a way that we really should think about, you know, at bare minimum. Sure. But they're impossible not to be inspired, you know, about. And we have a lot of people that write to us, as you know, not just, you know, kids. We have like parents and teenagers and college students that write to us saying that, like, oh my gosh, like, hearing about the saints in a way that isn't just like, yeah, like you were mentioning, like they were born in 1250 and had five siblings and, you know, they were a part of the Council of Trent and, you know, like, which is good. Okay. You need to know that history. Like that's great history. And we do work history into every one of our episodes. Mm-hmm. Not perfect. We've made some, we have had a couple of corrections, but we always do our best to put history into every one of our episodes because we want these episodes to be, what's we're also finding is that schools are using them for teaching, but also we want, as the faithful, we want to be knowledgeable about, hey, here's the history of the church. You know, it is over 2000 years old and it's complex, but there's so much more than just knowing the dates and, you know, the stats. Right. We also need to feel the story. And so I think that knowing those things within the context of a story makes such a large hit on our hearts because we see ourselves in the context of history. And then we also see ourselves within that saint's experience, you know, and then see how we can also have that experience in our, because we're the stuff that they're dealing with, that they dealt with, we're still dealing with, you know, we still have these moments of trial and suffering, and they just were amazing at redeeming it. And we're all called in a way to do that. We're all called to do that.
Yeah, no, it's so true. And it's funny that you say that people memorize your intro, because I wrote it down because I was like, this is such a great intro. They talk about how, for those who haven't heard, I'm going to just read one of the lines that I just love, but it's, the saints were just ordinary boys and girls that allowed God's love to transform them into real life superheroes. Like, it's so catchy and it's so, but it's so true. And I think that's one of the really unique things that you do, because it's true. You do get to like live in their lives instead of just be like an observer of like, here's the facts and the stats about this person, which is very cool. How do you suggest that parents or teachers, even as you were saying, like use these podcast episodes that you create to kind of educate their children?
So we've really worked hard to release the episodes around Saint Feast Days. Sure. So all of the episodes that we release are always close to the feast day, if not on the feast day of that saint. So at bare minimum, we're hoping that parents are trying to listen to these within the framework of liturgical living, trying to, you know, experience the faith throughout your year and the rhythms of life and the seasons of the church is a beautiful way of just reflecting on the saints. So we do that on purpose. We're hoping that we're inspiring some form of traditions or family practices or teachings within the classroom that follow the liturgical season. But we also just hope that, you know, for families listening, that it invites them to listen together and to really talk about the, we always put these little ending reflections on each episode of like kind of the themes of that saint, you know, most saints, it's funny, like they all have very similar things at the end of the day, but they live it out very specifically. And, you know, whether it's, you know, living for the other and sacrificing for God and finding truth and holding on to it. Like, you know, these are major themes that you'll see in every saint. But we always add in like some specific questions at the end of the episode to help you think about that in your life as a child or a parent or wherever you find yourself in life. And so we really hope that people are listening to these episodes together. And what we are finding is that most people do. A lot of, we've started out really reaching out to Catholic moms. And because we knew that they would be the ones that would be like more likely the gatekeeper of the content for their kids. And so Melissa has had a lot of conversations with moms and how they use it. And a lot of Catholic moms are using it right now for like the mornings, like, you know, when they're getting ready for school, or or a lot of homeschool parents will use it as part of the teaching curriculum of the day. Or sometimes it's just like, hey, we need some great road trip stories. And so a lot of families listen to it in the car. But, you know, really, it's just how you want to make, you know, when I was growing up, a big deal for me was like family movie night, you know, and that was a big deal. So how you want to as a family builds traditions around like, hey, this is part of our faith and it's also a really powerful story. How do we best want to partake in that together? I just think sitting down together and listening, whether it be in the night or in the morning, is a great, great start.
I love the idea of making it into a family tradition, because it's true. Every family has certain things that they always did together. My family always did the Saturday night rosary. We would always do that together. And like, yeah, sometimes I didn't love it as a kid, but like, I remember it very fondly now, you know? And so I think I could see this the same, that sometimes the kids are going to be like, well, mom, again, but eventually it becomes this family tradition that they really enjoy and they're very grateful for, because they've learned so much, I'm sure, from each episode as well.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah, so we find a lot of, you know, a lot of families are, there's just these natural traditions that are starting to pop up around their episode release days. One of the other, you know, things that are popping up is like, you know, the kids are asking their moms and dads over and over again, when's a new episode come out? Because we do 1 to 2 episodes or a month basically right now. And so there is this waiting period between episodes, but I like to say that it is teaching them patience. And that's a virtue. But yeah, and during the release day, like it's always fun to see a lot of the parents post their kids sitting down listening all together. Yeah, it's really special.
But yeah, that's very special. I'm curious, how do you pick the saints that you feature?
So the first year, we really wanted to pick saints that have become like more secular. So we did St. Nicholas first, then we did St. Valentine, and then St. Patrick. And, you know, those are big, you know, kind of more secular figures now, but they are Catholic. You know, they are, we wanted to reclaim them for their Catholic heritage and truth. And so those were we started that route of like, okay, what are the saints that people really know? They think they know about, but they really don't. And let's reclaim their heritage and their story for, you know, the faith. So yeah, St. Nicholas and St. Valentine and St. Patrick were the ones that really helped us do that. And then we picked the ones that we knew had a lot of interest just baked into the Catholic culture, like St. Joan of Arc. And some of the others that even I did not know much about, like St. Catherine of Siena, St. Clare of Assisi. St. Padre Pio, which is one of my favorites, but we've picked saints that we know people want to know more about. And now what we're doing is, you know, again, looking back into liturgical feast days around saints and making sure that we are looking into that and seeing like, hey, like what saints are important for today. You know, not that they're not that other saints aren't important for today.
Sure.
It's just that some saints have very clear themes that are really important for us to reflect on right now as a church. So for instance, St. Thomas More, like really important saint for us to know about. And, you know, he gave his life for, you know, telling the king that he couldn't get divorced, you know, and well, even just like, you know, his whole thing was just like, he would not give in to say an untruth. And I think there's a lot of very clear parallels for his story for today. And so we've also highlighted some themes that we think are really important for us to reflect on. And then we go throughout the liturgical feast day calendar and look at those as well.
Nice. I love it. So today we're actually recording this on the Feast of St. John Bosco. So I noticed you have a 2-part series on him. And then who do you have coming up, if you can tell us?
So I do. I can tell you some of them actually. Yeah. So St. John Bosco. Yeah. So today's his feast day. His episodes are out. Our next saint, which was a highly, highly requested saint, is St. Josephine Bikita.
Oh, she's so loved.
We're so excited to do. And then we also have another huge request was St. Joseph. So that one is, I'm really excited for both of those episodes. Like they're very near and dear to my heart. We're in post and pre-production on both of them. They're going to be amazing. St. Joseph was a lot to take on because he doesn't say a word in scripture.
There's not much about him.
There's not much that he has verbally said that was recorded. So that had to go through a lot of theological review, which was probably the most difficult thing. We have a theological review on every one of our episodes.
Nice.
That one took a long time to do. Mm-hmm. And then we also have St. Jose Maria Escrivá coming down after line after that, as well as St. Philip Neri.
Okay.
And St. Philip Neri has already made an appearance in one of our episodes. And what we're also doing is really figuring out, you know, when the saints crisscross their paths and making sure we have another episode. So St. Francis is on our radar as well, because he's appeared in St. Clair's of Assisi's episode.
Oh, sure.
So yeah, we have a lot of amazing saints coming up, but the two most immediate are St. Josephine Bikita and St. Joseph.
That's great. I love that. Before we wrap up, I'm curious if you have, beyond people listening to your podcast, do you have any other tips or advice for parents when they're teaching their children about the saints? Like, how can they do this in other ways beyond listening?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I would say that when I was growing up, one of the biggest things for me was going to visit shrines, you know, of certain, you know, religious orders that have a very powerful saint. Story, or just shrines, you know, devoted to a specific saint. Those are really powerful experiences, because it makes it, you know, it's another physical manifestation of our faith, you know, going to experience that physical place is a very powerful way of sharing the faith, and sharing an experience of the faith together as a family is really important. And so my parents, we did a few trips to different shrines. The only one that I'm remembering off the top of my head right now is the Shrine of Divine Mercy in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, which is beautiful. But I know that we went to a couple others as a child, and I just can't remember them right now.
Sure.
But yeah, like, that is a really beautiful thing to do as a family, is making that effort to go visit a shrine, visit a holy sacred place together. And, you know, go, if there's you know, a tomb of a saint that you're able to go, you know, venerate and pray with, that's a really powerful experience as well.
Sure. Definitely. I agree. Okay. So where can people find you? Where can they find the podcast? Let us know all the details on that.
Yeah. So we are on all the major podcast platforms. You can look us up at Saints Alive Podcast. Usually if you just put in Saints Alive, we'll pop up. We also have a website, saintsalivepodcast.com, where we have all of our episodes, our schedules. We also have our store there. We have a lot of our merchandise of all of our episode artwork, and we'll be launching some other exciting things there too. You can also help support us through our website. We have a Patreon that you can find us, you can support us through on our website, which is super helpful. We're completely listener supported, basically, and that's how we're able to do this, and it's how we're able to continue doing this. So if you're able to support us, that'd be great. And we're also on Instagram at saints.alive.pod. And you can find us there, and we have posted a lot of our updates there, and it's a great place for us to connect, interact with people. We have a lot of, we made a lot of great connections on there, and we were recently at Seek, and it was really fun seeing all of the people. They were like, oh, hey, we've connected before, and we've had the virtual meeting, then we had the physical meeting, so that's always fun. Yeah, so those three places, website, Instagram, and just all the podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, Google, we're there.
Awesome. I love it. Alex, thank you so much for this conversation. I think it was so helpful, and hopefully everyone goes out and listens to your podcast as soon as they hear this.
please do. We're always looking for more listeners. That's never an never ending battle.
Of course. Yep, we know how that is. Great. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Ferris Love Podcast. If you enjoyed it, there are a few quick things you can do to support us. Share this episode with a friend, subscribe to the podcast, leave a review, or visit us at ferrislovesshrine.org.